There will be a political shift in the Kansas legislature with the new leaders lawmakers have selected. Conservatives will hold on to the very top jobs for 2017, but more moderate Republicans also picked up key positions. There is turnover among some of the Democratic leadership posts, too. We have two reports. First, Stephen Caranda tells us how the voting played out in the House.
Jennings, Reichman.
Staff members Jennings, were counting the votes Reichman, for the top job in Reichman. The Kansas House. It was conservative Republican Ron Reichman versus moderate Republican Russ Jennings in the race for Speaker.
Representative Reichman with 57, Representative Jennings with 28.
Reichman came out on top. The chamber will have fewer conservative members after the most recent elections, and Reichman made the pitch that he would be willing to listen to a variety of viewpoints.
It's all hands on deck, and if someone's willing to find a way to get to a yes, we're definitely willing to listen.
And the Republican nominee for Speaker says all options will be on the table when it comes to issues like taxes and the budget.
The House will have a plan. We will work and craft it together, and we'll get buy-in from the number of people. Yeah, we're going to balance the books.
And after picking a conservative for Speaker, the chamber turned right around and elected a moderate Republican, Don Heineman, to another important job, Majority Leader.
It's not a lurch to the left. It's a shift to the center or a return to the center.
Kansas has struggled to balance the budget since taxes were cut several years ago. Lawmakers face an immediate budget shortfall of more than $300 million. Heineman says to get people like him on board for budget bills, there will have to be some consideration of new tax revenues. He notes that no one faction has enough votes to pass a bill.
And I'm looking forward to working with all the members of the leadership team. I'm confident that we can work together, and frankly, we're going to have to.
There was a shakeup in the House Democratic Caucus as well. Wichita Representative Jim Ward challenged incumbent Minority Leader Tom Burrows for the job and beat him by only one vote on the second ballot. Ward says he'll be asserting Democratic positions on the floor and reaching out to the press and the public. I'm Stephen Caranda, reporting from the Kansas House of Representatives.
This is Jim McLean in the Kansas Senate. The same movement to the middle evident in the House leadership elections could be seen here as well. Conservative Republican Susan Wago from Wichita was elected to a second term as Senate President, but she needed moderate votes to put her over the top against the more conservative Ty Masterson of Andover. Wago says she's eager to get to work on the state's budget problems.
I predict we will get down to business rather quickly. Everyone who ran for office is well aware that the public wants a balanced budget.
A newcomer to leadership, Senator Jeff Longbein, easily defeated Wichita conservative Gene Sullentrop for vice president. The vote was 23-6.
I was extremely surprised by the overwhelming support that I got. I anticipated a little closer race.
Longbein, an Emporia car dealer and six-year Senate veteran, isn't squarely in either the moderate or conservative camps. But he's more moderate than his predecessor and will likely have more authority over committee assignments and the Senate's debate calendar. Senator Jim Denning of Overland Park faced no opposition for Majority Leader. Denning is a conservative, but he has inched more to the center in recent years, enough that he's talking about raising taxes to help erase the budget's red ink and restore some of the money siphoned from the highway fund.
Like a lottery tax, I can see that being entertained. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody looked at another cigarette tax. And I wouldn't be surprised if we entertained a 5-cent gas tax.
Denning was among the first Republicans to criticize the income tax cuts championed by Governor Sam Brownback. That set him apart and helped him survive in a year when several conservative incumbents didn't. The shift to the center was also evident in another leadership election.
Congratulations, Senator Schmidt, for winning Assistant Majority Leader.
It was redemption for Senator Vicki Schmidt from Topeka. She was the only moderate Republican targeted in 2012 who wasn't swept away by that year's conservative tidal wave. In Topeka, I'm Jim McLean.
Public radio stations and nonprofit media covering the Kansas State House collaborated to produce this story.